Let's Talk, the Bible Fellowship Church devotional podcast devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us today. In school, I remember that if anyone talked out loud to themselves, the joke was to tell them that they must be going crazy. Even today, when people talk out loud to themselves, I say in my own head, if not out loud, "You losing your mind?" Now, a quick cursory glance at any resources online will assure you that talking to yourself is in no way a sign of mental illness, and can, in fact, be a healthy practice. But did you know that Scripture also encourages this behavior? Multiple places in the Psalms, we see David addressing his inner man, and I want to look at two of them today. The first is Psalm 42, verses 1 through 5. Which says, "As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all the day long, 'Where is your God?' These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How would I go with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God, with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude-keeping festival? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God." David is experiencing real hardship, and understandably, he is emotionally and psychologically shaken. He is depressed and anxious, but he doesn't let his thoughts and feelings determine reality. He preaches to himself. He acknowledges the reality of what he feels, but points himself to the greater reality that God is his salvation. He will again see God moving in his circumstances. This is the greater truth. After all, we walk by faith and not by feelings. The second passage I want to look at today is Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5, which says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Have you ever walked into church on a Sunday morning and just not felt much like singing? Every Sunday, you say? That's fair. And I get it. I have plenty of Sundays where I don't feel much like getting up and leading. But rather than being ruled by our emotions, this might be an opportunity to encourage yourself to see the greater truth, much like David did. It might just be that Psalm 103 was written because David didn't feel much like praising. So he needed to remind himself of the worthiness of our God. And when we practice this, preaching to ourselves, reminding our souls, reminding ourselves of the ultimate truth, it might just be that God gives us the grace, the courage, the ability to engage in worship and praise. A note here, notice the way that David talks to himself. He doesn't berate himself for feeling the way that he does. There's no reason that we need to feel guilty for feeling discouraged, for feeling down. But he also doesn't just give empty platitudes, saying, "Oh, soul, come on, it's going to be all right. It's a beautiful day today. Certainly things are going to be good." No, he speaks to himself how we would want someone to encourage us. Not saying empty nothings, not shaming or condemning, but pointing to a higher truth, encouraging us to lift our eyes to God where our help comes from. So next time you find yourself depressed, discouraged, anxious, feeling differently than you know things truly are, take that opportunity not to say that what I feel must be true, but to preach to yourself. Preach the gospel to yourself. Remind yourself that we have a God who is worthy of our worship and our praise, that he has redeemed your life, that he has restored you to being part of his family. And you just might find that when you confront yourself with the truth, that you begin to feel differently as well. And you're not crazy. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for the encouragement that sometimes what we think and feel is not what's really true. God, so encourage us in those moments to preach to our own souls, to say, remember the Lord, we will see his goodness again. Remember God who has redeemed you, has saved you, who loves you, and is near to the brokenhearted. God, help us to constantly remind ourselves by walking in faith and not by walking by what we feel. That may you get all of the glory and the honor and praise that you are so worthy of. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in for another Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.